Welcome back. This is Buddy the Rat, and in this chapter, I'm going to give you some perspective into how I visualize the act of anal sex. It may seem a little weird to some people, but we all see the world through our own unique viewpoints. Either way, this is Chapter 12, The Butt Sex Chapter. Since time immemorial, men and women have had a little piece of their personality known by many as pride. And it is a well-known, although often misunderstood fact, that this same pride is not found within some corner of the brain. It is, as a matter of surprising fact, found inside the anus. No other part of the body is so rigorously protected than the glorious butthole. Although some people put much stock in their twig and berries, this unfortunately can only apply to men. And so it is left to the almighty asshole to hold most of the cards when it comes to a person's pride. Nobody is completely sure why we are so doggedly protective of the dirtiest part of our body. It is, after all, a hole used for ejecting waste. Everybody acknowledges this. Even I do. Things are clearly intended to move in an outward direction and not in. Perhaps that is the real meaning behind the uncomfortable perception of butt sex. It must be the same thing as driving the wrong way down the highway. All the signs are pointing in the other direction. Cars are speeding at you, honking their horns judgingly. And when the police finally pull you over, they ask if you've been drinking anything. And of course, I'd look them in the eyes and say, "Why else would I been doing it?" So I understand to some degree why people's sense of self-worth is linked to their buttholes. To have your anus penetrated by a foreign element is the very definition of an illegal activity. The brain does not natively understand it, and neither will anybody who puts his pride first and foremost in his life. To a person who overly guards himself, he will look upon the idea of anal sex with shock and ridicule. He will point and laugh at those who allow it to happen. No thought will actually be put into the argument. Simply the fact that it happened will be enough. And the very thought of actually having himself penetrated will be enough to send shivers of disgust down his spine. For at the end of the day, his pride is fully seated in the same place as his waist. And so it is for all people, men and women, including myself. But to the kinky and submissive, we have learned the trick. We have found through many years of weird science that there is some pleasure to be had in doing things the wrong way. Even in my highway analogy, there would be a certain thrill in driving against the traffic, dodging cars right and left. There is also a pleasure in simply letting go and allowing people to push themselves into the wrong hole. It is quite literally the story of the dominant and the submissive. And to a submissive, it is the most wonderful thing ever. To submit is to both acknowledge one's pride and to also relieve it of its control. Then, when people scoff and laugh at you on the outside, they lose their power because you are still getting what you want in the end. Camilla was, indeed, taking a big leap with me. Unlike before, I did not just leap upon her and start ramming away. Anal sex between two guys was just something expected, but anal sex with a woman was more of a business arrangement. We had to talk it out and see how far she wanted to go, check on our lube supply, negotiate positions, and really just make sure we were going to have as much fun as possible by the end of it. Camilla had never had anal sex before. In fact, she had not even really thought about it much until she realized I was hinting at it. This was a delicate situation. I knew that it was not really about anal sex with her. It was more about submission to the big chonky rat with a cute smile. "Are you nervous?" I asked as I helped her get into position. She was on all fours. That's how I preferred to do it. "I'm okay," she said, as if she were not really that okay. I began applying a lot of lube to both her pucker and my emotionally hard cock. "Look, if you ever want me to stop, I will."
"I want you to do it," she tells me.
"Why?"
"I like the way you hinted at it. You're a real pervert, buddy. But you're kind of cute when you're being perverted."
"That's the only reason why?"
"Yeah. I don't think I can get off to it, although I've never tried it."
"I'll go slow."
"Thanks."
Going slow was difficult for me. My headspace while having sex tended to be all happy thoughts and humping. Still, I wanted to make this right for her. She was giving me one of the cutest virgin buttholes I've ever seen. Using my thumb to press in my tip, I began to sink into her. She gasped. She trembled. She told me to take it out, but then she changed her mind. "Are you sure?" I asked anxiously.
"Just do it."
I held her firm pink butt cheeks and slowly began to fuck Camilla in her lovely tight ass. Once I got started, she seemed to calm down a lot more. I could still tell that it was difficult for her to let me do this, but she did not complain. Let's not mince words. I am a big, dirty rat. I like anal because it's dirty. I love it because it's wrong. I love doing it to Camilla because I could tell that a part of her did not want it. And it was that same part that kind of did. It was the idea that she liked not liking it. The very hallmark of a submissive. It was beautiful and nasty all at once. I'm gonna go faster, okay? The pink bat nodded.
Do whatever you want, buddy.
Can I come inside too?
Sure.
Here we were in my filthy apartment. She was on my messy bed and I was inside her ass. I thrust and pulled much faster and really got into it. I was her lover. She was my toy. And suddenly, I could bear the tightness no longer. I thrust in deeply and grunted hard, pumping her cute little sense of pride full of seed. She was nice and messy inside, and that made me grin rather devilishly. She remained in that position, panting cutely. I pulled out slowly, making her squeak. She rolled onto her back and looked up into my eyes. I looked into hers. She said to me,
"I think we really should challenge each other. What would be the point of calling this a game if we didn't?"
I got down and lay next to her. She faced me and I smiled. "Yeah, but let's make sure it's more of an adventure than a tragedy."
"Yeah. Can I stay with you tonight?"
I giggled. "Heck, I think I'll just give you your own key at this point."
"I might do the same. Let's trade phones again."
"All right." Round two was about to begin. Ah, time to get things started for real. Be sure to stay tuned for the next chapter. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time. We'll be right back.